From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said negotiations underway between the United States and Iran would guarantee that Tehran would get nuclear weapons, a threat not only to the Middle East, but to the world. In an appearance before the U.S. Congress that has drawn controversy, Netanyahu stressed to lawmakers that grave danger a nuclear Iran poses to his country. Iran is sponsoring terrorism around the world, Netanyahu said, adding that Tehran's regime was as radical as ever, could not be trusted, and the deal being worked out with the United States would not block Iran's way to a bomb, but paves its way to a bomb. Netanyahu was given a rousing standing ovation as he arrived on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif are meeting for a second day in Switzerland to discuss the status of Tehran's nuclear program. Kerry and Zarif met for 2 hours Tuesday morning in the resort city of Montreux. After midday break, they launched an afternoon session. During their break, a reporter asked Zarif how the talks were proceeding. He responded, "We're trying, we're trying." Iran and the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council and Germany, the so-called P5+1, are working against the self-imposed March 31st deadline aimed at finding a framework agreement. Negotiators have until July 1st to reach a final agreement. The P5+1 is seeking a deal that limits Iran's uranium enrichment capabilities and its resources for developing nuclear weapons. This is VOA News. Mourners have paid respects to Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, the fierce critic of President Vladimir Putin, gunned down late last week just steps away from the Kremlin. Nemtsov was laid to rest Tuesday in a Moscow cemetery. Earlier in the day, thousands of people filed past Nemtsov's coffin at the Andrei Sakharov Human Rights Center in the Russian capital, where his body lay in state. Nemtsov was shot dead on a bridge near the Kremlin wall on Friday night. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Tuesday in Berlin that she would push Russia to guarantee freedom of speech after such a serious and sad murder. An Iraqi coalition is battling its way toward Tikrit for a third day, facing Islamic State snipers and roadside bombs as it flanks the extremist group's strategic stronghold north of Baghdad. With an estimated 30,000 fighters pressing toward the rebel-held city, the offensive is Iraq's largest to date in an effort to regain control of territory lost to the militants last year. Shiite and Kurdish militia members have joined Iraqi troops in the province of Saladin in a highly publicized campaign to storm the provincial capital, which was overrun by IS militants in June. Chadian forces in the northeastern Nigerian town of Dikwa say they have recaptured the town from Boko Haram militants. The military reported that 34 soldiers were injured in the effort to liberate the town, which had been under the control of Boko Haram for weeks. Soldiers were going street to street looking for remaining militants. The Associated Press reports hundreds of civilians in Dikwa, in Borno State, were killed while the militants had control of the town. Also Tuesday, the United Nations Refugee Agency reported some 16,000 refugees have sought shelter in Cameroon to escape the clashes in northeastern Nigeria. Authorities in Mozambique say a prominent academic and constitutional law scholar who has openly supported greater autonomy for parts of Mozambique has been shot to death. Police say Giles Sistak, who taught law at the prestigious Eduardo Mondlane University and wrote for an opposition newspaper, was at a local coffee shop when he was shot several times by someone in a passing car. He later died of his wounds at Maputo's Central Hospital. India's foreign secretary met with his Pakistani counterpart Tuesday in Islamabad for the first high-level talks between the rival neighbors since relations broke down late last year. This is the Voice of America. I'm Bob Doty reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.